USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's call for a payroll tax holiday will not be in the next coronavirus stimulus package, but the tax cut could turn up in a future bill. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. As far as what's in the upcoming bill, the Treasury Secretary telling CNBC,
"The president's priority is about kids and jobs. We need to be able to get kids back to school safely. The Democrats had $100 billion in their HEROES Act. We've increased that to $105 billion. Some of that money will be dependent on schools reopening and money used so that it can safely reopen."
Mnuchin also saying direct payments to individuals will be in the bill, but did not specify the amount paid or eligibility. This on the news that the Labor Department says initial jobless claims topped 1.4 million last week, the 18th straight week they totaled more than 1 million. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli revealed on Thursday that there are hundreds of ongoing federal investigations into the criminal rioters taking advantage of racial injustice protests across the country. Cuccinelli saying the investigations are taking place all over the United States. Now, as far as what's going on in Portland and the mayor's response, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says,
"If the mayor of Portland, if the governor of Oregon didn't want federal officers to be in Portland protecting federal property, all they have to do is protect it themselves. But the mayor of Portland says that he won't protect federal property and he doesn't want federal officers to protect it."
Cotton speaking there on Fox News, and photos have gone viral of New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo down in Savannah, Georgia. Cuomo visiting Savannah, Georgia to pledge support for the mayor there, who is a native New Yorker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As education officials are in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill discussing ways that schools can reopen safely, New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik tells Fox News any new stimulus spending will have money for schools.
"I agree that kids learn best when they are in school, and I know the school superintendents in my district have worked very hard to put forth new plans with updated operations that take into consideration the importance of public health. But we've learned a lot over the past 6 months of this health crisis, Amy. One of the things we've learned is that students, particularly those with special needs and disabilities, have really struggled with the remote learning. In addition, in my district, we have a fundamental digital divide between those that have access to broadband and those that don't. We want to make sure that every student is able to continue their learning and they don't continue falling behind. So I think, yes, an important part of that is making sure that kids are able to go back to school safely.
Right.
And it's going to be different. It's going to be updated, but that will be a part of the COVID relief bill, is strong funding for our school districts."
A new survey from the Cato Institute and YouGov found that a majority of Americans say they're worried about facing social or professional consequences for their political views. The survey found 62% of Americans self-censor their political expression out of fear of offending others. Majorities across the political spectrum say they're worried about sharing their political opinions, including 52% of Democrats, 59% of Independents, and 77% of Republicans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.